Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are talking about infinite possibility because we're talking about the good that people do. Jan Jacobs is FTUR union rep at Harmony Gold. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
So you're just lucky we didn't ask you to join us with the Backstreet Boys singing, because that would have added a completely different dimension to it, I imagine, for our listeners. I don't know if they could cope. Either way, Jan, I wanted to talk to you about the good that some people are doing in the world. Tell us about it.
My story is basically a very simple one. What we did was, and let's call it maybe my calling.
Right.
What happens is that when I looked around in my neighborhood and saw how the neglect, and at the same time, kids are playing in the streets, there's no parks for them. And we then started an initiative within our township. In the suburb itself, and started to clean up the area and then created parks where kids can play. And yeah, it was a very good success. And then we moved on to start cleaning up the streets, of rubbish and all that stuff. So what happened was, in the beginning, people were looking at me as if I'm crazy. And yeah, then I picked up that, you know, you have all these damages on vehicles, horrible accidents happening on the road. And then somebody just said to me that they lost tires and rims. And it just came to me, and I said, but why don't we go and do something about it? And yeah, that is where the whole thing actually started.
So it really started very simply, about just doing one thing at a time to make the environment a better place.
That is basically my motto. That's why I'm saying my story is a very simple one, actually. But at the same time, we need to know that I'm totally an activist. I'm saying that, you know what, let's go and make the environment a better place. At the same time, there's other people that is supposed to do that. And keep in mind that I'm totally apolitical, which means is, for me, it's not about shame and blame and whoever.
Right.
It's all about...
Well, it's almost as though you don't... Not to say you don't care about the politics, but actually that's not the relevant part. And that's what happens, yes, unfortunately, along the ways, is people get involved with politics and then do good. What you're doing is just trying to find a way to make your direct environment a better place. And has it made a difference?
And I think so, because... I do think so, because all of a sudden the whole... region recognizes me. You know what? I'm so comfortable walking into the street where it's a very busy street, and I don't use cones, I don't use flags, I don't even use reflector clothing.
Mm.
And it's amazing how you can move in and out in the traffic doing what I'm doing. The whole atmosphere and everything it's as if, you know, you get this respect from the community, irrespective of who they are.
And because people know that you're doing good, you're fixing potholes, you're assisting. I mean, you're assisting in cleaning.
I hope I'm doing good.
No, I mean, and I mean, you help families that had roofs blown off during storms. You know,
You
know, so how do people even get hold of you? How do you come to hear of these places?
In the beginning, what we did was we started a WhatsApp group, and there's several of them. on which I'm basically the administrator thereof. And we've got something like 400 people in the town that is then on this group. And then if there's a need, the call will then go out and I will basically then respond to that. Then call the community, and I must say that, you know what, the community responds immediately. I have, for instance, Mr. Laura Basson that was immediately supporting. Then at the same time, there was community members just volunteer. I had on that Sunday morning, for instance, a hardware owner that came and opened his shop, and he says, Jan, take what you need, and we can talk later.
Just amazing. So yeah.
It was amazing how, you know, between business and community and everybody just... So I'm basically just a tool. Let's talk and say that's what it is.
Right, but it gives people the outlet, it gives people the ability or a way to do good in ways in which they can. And I think that's often the problem, because all of us have different ways that we can help. If yeah. I had to, offer to assist in replacing a roof, first of all, I would die in the process because I'd fall off and the roof would never be fixed. That's not my gift. That's not my talent. But everybody's got their own talent. And just even simply the story that you tell about the hardware store owners, that's his way of saying, you know what, I'll open on a Sunday. Yeah. That's me. That's what I can do to make society a better place. And that's why I love the story, because we often get this feeling, we often have this unrealistic notion that it's only people in power, politicians, maybe people with a voice in media. We decide that certain people can change the world, but actually every single one of us in our own way can do it. And what you've done is harnessed a certain, one specific way, and created, in inverted commas, a community around that, around helping people in a way that you can and others can tap into. And to me, that's what's exciting about this
story. And you know what? It's I'm a living experience thereof, that my world is wow, wow, wow. That's how I can describe it.
Right.
That each and every person that you meet, bring something to the table. And then, because remember, the same with me, I'm not a road builder, but I can make a road safe.
Right. And I absolutely
love that. I'm not a constructor, but in my community, you have people that with those skills and with that knowledge. I am not a businessman, but I have people within my community. So if you tap into every one of them have this special skill that they can bring to the table.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
It's just a way of how do you then apply it.
Right. Now, that's what it's all about. That's where we leave it. Jan Jacobs, FTUR Union Rep at Harmony Gold. So this is in Oudendal, Rus, Welkom, in the Free State, a guy called Jan Jacobs, and he is doing what he can to improve the roads, fill potholes with his team, helped cleaning, fixing families' roofs that were blown off, making a difference. How do you make a difference? How can you think of a way that you could contribute to society around you? I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.